Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour for us. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. Couple of big stories. One of them that Spencer Strider is about to make his season debut in Toronto in just a couple of minutes as the Braves have a day game. We'll keep you updated on that. Obviously, we'll react to what happened last night in Orlando between the Hawks and the Magic. The Hawks have another game, at least one more, hopefully more than that, but they've got a win on Friday to guarantee it. We'll get back into a handful of different conversations, including the transfer portal opening up today. I'll be honest with you, Randy. I thought that thing was open.
No,
as much as people have been talking about it, I thought it was already open.
No.
I guess they were just waiting outside.
Yeah, man.
But like you show up early for, I don't know, the liquor store on Sunday.
Or like flat screens. Line up,
or flat screens. Yeah, Black Friday. That's the less embarrassing admission. You show up early before the Black Friday sales start, and then they let you in. They've been lined up 5,000 deep, is what I heard. 5,000 people are entering the transfer portal, including Nico Iamaleava and Branson Robinson. So we'll get to that in 20 minutes, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
Yeah, like you said, I was like, damn. But I wanted to, because I know they're probably, they are listening, I think they are. My mama and my aunts, they're up in Kentucky at Fort, and I always forget the name of the Army base. My cousin is finally retired. My cousin Mario.
Oh wow!
Is finally retired.
Congratulations
from the Army.
To Mario.
I'm like, damn, boy, you've been in the Army since we were 22, and so we're 3 weeks apart. So he's finally retired today. So shout out to my favorite cousin. Well, I won't say that because my other cousins get jealous. But one of my favorite cousins, Mario.
He's on the Mount Rushmore of cousins.
He's like my brother. Like we said, we're 3 weeks apart, so we grew up together.
Everybody's got their favorite cousins.
Yeah, but we threw
it. It's all right.
But I love Corey and my cousin Keith. I love all of them. And but you know, he is, like I said, he's more brother because we grew up three weeks apart.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I get that. That's like my cousin Kyle, who's probably also my favorite cousin.
Yes.
He's in the
favorite, okay?
Well, I'll say it because none of them are listening.
Yeah, I'm not going to say favorite.
You don't have to favorite him. But, Kyle, I don't know, Hunter, his brother, it's making a pretty good push.
Right.
Plus, Hunter's wife's pregnant. We talked about how they can name their baby any number of Norse god names.
Right.
You told me there's some recruit named Achilles.
No.
Who signed somewhere.
No, I didn't say Achilles. I said Achille.
Oh.
Achille.
So that's better.
Yeah. He's from Italy.
That's a better name.
He's from Italy, and he's going.
But wouldn't Achilles make more sense if he was from?
Yeah, but
Italy.
Achilles. I mean, everybody knows who he is, and he's one of the greatest, if you want to call him, warriors of all time.
Yeah, except for that little part on the back of his heel.
It wasn't his fault.
I know his mom dipped him in the thing.
Yeah, he was out there fighting and everything.
Held him by his heels.
And somebody, but like, would I ever name my son Achilles? No.
No, I don't think so.
I would never name my child a body part.
If you had to name your child a body part, what's the best one?
Oh, man. Boy or girl?
Let's go boy, because I think that's easier. Probably.
Okay. Masculine bone. Scapula.
Scapula McMichael.
Yeah.
There was John David Booty.
We met him.
Met him?
You weren't with us. That's when I was doing college football game time.
Mm-mm, never met him.
Yeah.
Or General Booty, who General played last Booty. Year. But that's sort of a slang term, not an actual.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Scapula? That's pretty good. Clavicle bunker?
I like that. I like that. I wouldn't name my daughter Pinky.
Sternum?
Because all the Pinkies I know shake.
Right. I mean, that's a guaranteed life choice there.
And I'm just talking in general.
Thumb?
All the Pinkies I know shake.
There's probably some people nicknamed Thumb.
You think so?
Yeah, you kind of look like one. You know, you've seen a guy built like a thumb before.
I have seen plenty of them look like that.
You know what they call Jack at school?
What was that?
Speaking of kids that are kind of built like a thumb, but he's getting bigger. They call him Jack the Snack.
Because he eats.
I don't know if that's why. There's two possibilities.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
He does likes to eat. First thing he does every single morning before he even communicates
with me.
Wants
his protein bar.
He points to the kitchen and I walk him in there and he grabs a protein bar. Then he'll communicate. But also, my wife told me yesterday, snack is a term people use for like attractive. Like, ooh, he's a snack. Like, people say that.
If they're saying that,
that was the sentence.
If they're saying let's go to the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want it to be.
Yeah.
Oh, they think he's handsome.
Yeah, let's go to the second one. I mean, he's built like some flapjacks.
maybe he's handsome and he likes to snack a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Because
Jack the Snack.
Because Jack's thick.
He is thick.
Jack's thick.
He's a thick young man.
Jack's thick, man. Jack's thick, strong in the chair.
We were at the park the other day, or somewhere at the water fountain, whatever, and he was playing in the water, had his shirt off, and one of the moms was like, "How old is he?" And I was like, "He'll be 2 in June." She's like, "So he's 1 still?" And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "He's built like a linebacker."
Yes.
It's like, "I know. Hopefully he continues." He's
like
got more like back muscles than I do. It's crazy. Yeah, we were on the porch yesterday before I took my brother to the airport, and Jack was again walking around with no shirt on. And he was like, man, he's built. I don't know. He's walking around like he wants to fight me.
Yeah, dog.
Like, come over here, boy.
Hey, what's about to say? Kneecap Murphy. Kneecap Jones. I'm sorry. Kneecap Jones.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't know.
Shin, but that's like, you know. Shin. There's people named Shin probably in different cultures.
What I'm just saying, name a child a body part.
Tibia would be, you know, pretty cool.
Tibula.
Tibia.
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 Fibula.
Tibia.
Fibula Johnson.
I think.
Dick's a name.
Oh, see, I knew your ass just had.
It is.
To
it's
just
short for Richard.
So far.
There's people named that. You don't even have to dump that. That is actually a person's name.
I understand that.
I used to work with a man named Dick Fain. I hosted a show with him on a daily basis.
I would laugh every day of that. You know
every
that, right?
single day.
Yes, I would laugh.
And when I was particularly annoyed with him, when we'd be in arguments about whatever, I'd say, "Listen here, Dick." But that's his name.
Yeah.
So I could say that and not be inappropriate.
But it's short for Richard.
Yeah, his name's Richard.
Why go by that?
I don't know. Go by Rich.
That's what I'm saying.
Go by Rich.
Like a chicken egg situation? Yeah. Which one came first?
Just go by Rich.
Go by Richard. Go by Richie. Richie Valance, one of the greats.
Or just Rich if you want one syllable.
Yeah.
Why go by that? You want to be made fun of.
Means wealthy.
I don't care. You want to be made fun of.
I think we.
Unless you built like Buckus.
Yeah, Dick Butkus. Not saying anything bad to him.
Exactly. But if you're like a little guy.
That guy had all the weird stuff in his name.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. Like, he had to be tough with
they
a name like that.
With a name like that.
It's like a boy named Sue. Like, he had no choice but to grow up and be tough. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
He had to be tough.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
Hawks will not shoot. The Magic will advance to take on the Celtics on Sunday in Boston. The Hawks will live another day and play Friday night against the winner of the Chicago-Miami game. And the horn sounds, and that's it.
I'm not letting it dwindle. I'm not letting people think about what I'm feeling and things like that. Obviously, I told them I was sticking up for the squad, and I'm not going to let the rest frustrate me like that in our next game. I know we got a winner go home next, so I'm going to be ready. And I told the team I'm and be ready for them. We got to go home and take care of business.
But what if they do?
What if what?
The referee's frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, also, was it the refs that were frustrating
or was it
you?
The magic?
Or was it the magic that were frustrating
or
you?
Or whatever.
Or whatever. Like a combination of all of it. Did you hear or read, I guess, not hear because they don't record it, but did you read the quote from the pool reporter and official after the game when they asked about ejecting Trey?
Mm-mm.
The official said we had to eject him after the second act because he was making a mockery of the game. That's what they said.
That sounds like I don't like you.
It does sound like that, doesn't it? Which I think they don't.
Yeah,
like I think that there's pretty like proven territory that the referees and Trey don't have the best relationship.
Yep.
I mean, he's been top 5 in technical fouls pretty much every year of his career,
right,
including this one. So, yeah, I think that's part of it. But I also think the Magic know, like, physical with him. He's not the biggest guy in the world. They're not going to call everything. He doesn't have any help. If we bully him like that for the game, either it's going to take him out of his game or he's going to overreact like that and get himself kicked out of the game, which to me is like, I get it. Like, he's not the biggest guy in the world, so I understand that that is a strategy.
Right.
But you can't let it be you so easy.
You can't let it be easy that they get you out of your game. I understand that part. But that yesterday, we talked at the beginning of the show. He had 12 free throw attempts.
Yeah.
Now, he could have had more than that.
Certainly could have.
Okay, so then you get the frustration with that. You get the frustration that, unlike most teams that are in this position right now, you're the guy. Other teams have a go-to guy, a guy that can get his own shot up, a guy that could take some load off of me.
Yep.
They don't.
They don't.
I mean, and I'm pretty sure there's other guys that people think about, but, like, this dude has so much on him offensively. And then when he's not getting the call, we talked about that trying to bait for a foul. It's always you're jumping in, and then if they don't call it, you're off balance and just taking a shot, trying to get the shot off so you can get the and one or you can get the shooting foul. So, I mean, it was so many things that went against him and his team last night. And then you had guys who I'm talking about for Orlando that you're like, what the hell? You got Cole Anthony's best shot last night.
Yep.
You got Black's best shot
last night. That's as good as Cole Anthony can play.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. You got, because
he's a good player, but that's as good player as he can play.
I won't say it like that.
Yeah, no, but like that's the best game he's going to have.
Yes.
Cole Anthony's not going off for 26 points most nights.
Right. But he did last night.
He did last night.
Yep. He did last night when their star, the guy who we said they couldn't go off.
Yeah. Look, Cole Anthony and Anthony Black combined for more points than Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Okay. Like, when you're getting bench production like that from those guys, you're probably not going to win. Especially when your bench, that really you are counting on right now, honestly, especially for guys that can score. Because outside of Trey in the starting lineup right now, like, you're going to, sometimes Okongwu has big nights,
yes,
but none of that is like, get the ball consistent to Okongwu isolation and let him create his
There's
stuff.
Nobody else that
like,
has that.
Obviously, Reese Hoshea has had nice nights, but again, they bullied him out of that game so quick last night, he didn't want any part of that. Like, he's got a long way to go for games like that. It is a damn shame, but at least he's got a bit, like, he's 19, so he's got, like, a little bit of leeway, but, yeah, they took him right out of that thing. Dyson Daniels just doesn't have the offensive game, so, like
he gets Dyson, think what Dyson is he'll get past the guy, but he won't finish.
But then what?
Then what?
Yeah.
Then what? Like, he gets past the guy.
Yeah, he does that thing where, like, because he's quick.
Yeah.
He'll kind of blow by a guy on a dribble and then circle back around to the top of the key.
Yeah.
Or he'll get in the lane and then just throw up.
Yes.
It's a real fastball of a floater. It's hard to call it a floater.
It's a floater, and then when he's going left, that left-hand shot Yeah.
No, he's getting the lab in the summer.
Yeah.
He's got some work to do because he's going to have a lot more opportunities than he used to. And he's gotten a lot better offensively, I think, this year than he's ever been. But, yeah, I mean, when George Niang and Caris LeVert are kind of giving you what they gave you last night, and when you're shooting 4 of 21 as a team from downtown, you're just not going to beat a team like Orlando that's as physical as they are and wants you to play in the half court.
Right.
So Orlando had the game exactly how they wanted it to be last night.
But I mean,
of course they won by 25 because of it.
But we talked about it yesterday. Which team could sustain the style? Which team could not play the other team's style? Hawks can't play half court because a lot of times when you're in half court, you got to have multiple options.
Yeah, especially against a team like Orlando that's so physical and can defend
and
the
switch,
perimeter and interior.
Switch,
yeah,
and switch so, on the tray.
It was all year and continues to be a bad matchup for the Hawks against Orlando until they get a little bit more size down low. Something that they need to work on this offseason. They're not going to be able to do that until the offseason, and hopefully the offseason's a little bit of a ways away. I got to figure out a way to either beat Chicago or Miami on Friday. Miami tends to always have good answers for Trey. And Chicago's playing really good basketball right now. So I wasn't expecting it to end in the play-in. I really did think the Hawks would make it into the actual playoffs.
They still can.
And they still can.
That's okay.
But at this point now, it's like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, they got to win the game on Friday. That doesn't change my – I know people were talking about they need to get out of the play-in to make the season a success or a failure. Season's a failure.
Yes.
Period.
Because you're back where you always.
You're 40 and 42. Last night was ugly. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little college football as the transfer portal is officially over. Pete Thamel had some comments on Nico Iamaliava and what his market, I guess you want to call it, because that's kind of what it is now, right? What his market looks like. And a
It's a do not contact thing.
A Georgia player transferring. We understand why, but would have loved to have seen him succeed at Georgia. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day. Another good Hump Day song.
Yes.
20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic. We'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well. Yes, Randy.
Speaking of the AMA, all right, Skip left me a message.
Me too.
Okay? Yeah. Said, damn car. Because remember, Skip calls in yesterday.
Yeah.
What up, Skip? And
immediately cussed.
Immediately cussed. Well, he said a damn car ran into the back of the left fender and then took off.
Yep.
So somebody hit and run Skip. And so that's why he cussed.
I don't, that's terrible.
That's terrible. I would have cussed too.
Yeah, I don't blame him for cussing. No. Try not to cuss when you call in on the AMA, but yeah. If you do get, you know, if you get in a car accident while you're calling,
yes.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to be driving and calling at the same time. Whatever. We assume you're all on.
Free.
We assume you're all on hands free because obviously no one would ever break the law.
Yeah.
During this show,
even though I break it every day because I didn't know you can't wear flip flops when you drive.
I didn't know that either. I knew you weren't supposed to be barefoot, but I thought you could at least have sandals on. But I guess not.
Did not know that.
Who knew? We found. I got a lot of information in my DMs yesterday about the laws regarding funeral processions. A lot of people sent me information about that I didn't know about. Yeah. I guess it is against the law to, like, cut them off or whatever.
I don't know that.
Not cutting them off, but you're supposed to stop for them.
I don't know. I ain't never had somebody come run me down for doing it.
Neither have I.
You know what I'm saying?
Neither have I.
But, yeah.
You're supposed to stop for the buses, though. Sometimes people don't do that.
The buses? What buses?
The bus puts out that stop sign, you know?
For what?
The yellow bus for the kids.
Duh.
Yeah, I know, but people don't. People try to zoom, like, because they put the yellow lights on first, you know.
Yeah, no.
People try to get around them.
Come on, man.
Just, you're not that much.
Come on, man.
You have to stop if you're going the opposite direction. Unless there's a median, you don't have to stop then.
I stopped.
Right.
But if you stop, people, kids.
I stopped yesterday on the same thing. I stopped on what street was I on? Indian Trail. And it was the same thing. I was on the right side. They were on the left side. And it was a median right there. It wasn't even a median. It's like a four-way lane. I stopped.
You never know when one of them comes across.
Yeah.
And take off across the street.
But if
for whatever reason.
But if there is like a turn lane or a median or whatever, you don't have to. You don't because the kid's not crossing the median.
Well, I stop anyway.
Damn near a highway.
Yes, it is basically, but I stop anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, I just stop. Yeah, and so once I stop.
That's a good one to err on the side of caution.
Huh?
I honk at those people.
Oh. It's a good one. I feel like if you're going to err on the side of should I or shouldn't
I. You're right.
That's
100%.
Because people, like, again, I'm not here from the Pacific Northwest to criticize the way anyone drives. No one wants to hear that anyway. I'm the one who drives weird. I'm not from here. But the way that people so casually and kind of selectively treat ambulances, fire trucks, and police sirens in Georgia, that's been a real adjustment to me.
What?
People don't care. It's like there's a fire truck coming.
You don't pull over?
You're supposed to.
I always pull over.
You should. Yeah. It's the law to. But it's a very selective law for some. Some people are like, he'll figure it out.
Really?
Like, you're supposed to pull over to the right. You clear some space for that fire truck, that ambulance, whatever. They're on the way to something important. You're supposed to get out of the way. Like, I'll hear it, and then no one behind me is doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I'm getting over.
I always get over.
Because, you know, good.
Yeah.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
That's the law. I had to check because I was like, is the law different in Georgia? Because no one does anything. No one cares.
Yeah.
But good that you do.
Yeah.
Get out of the way of them.
They're trying
to go help somebody out.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's so many different driving laws and twerk rules.
There might be people twerking on the side of the road. Depends on where you're driving.
Yeah, man. Because it's amazing. Sometimes you might run up. God almighty. It's just sometimes you're like, what the hell are y'all doing on the side of the street right here? Okay, fine.
Yeah, now you'll see some. If you drive enough in Atlanta, you're going to see some fun stuff. Yeah. See some interesting traffic decisions, and you're going to see some weird stuff driving around. Weird's the wrong word. That sounds like I'm judging. You're going to see some interesting stuff. You're going to learn some stuff. It's going to be great.
Weird does not mean judge.
It doesn't?
I don't think so.
Seems judgmental a little bit.
Like if somebody called me weird, would I think they're judging me? No.
Wouldn't you think?
I would think, what did I do for you to say that?
Okay. But like to say that and make that judgment of me.
Well, I wouldn't call it a judgment.
I also think judgment doesn't have to be negative.
I agree with
people
that.
Are like, not to be judgmental. It's like, well, you can judge me positively.
But the only bad part about that is usually they say, but.
Not to be judgmental, but. I'm going to criticize everything you stand for.
Yes, yes. And then I'm going to slap your right contact out. All right? Yes. Yes.
All right. This is from Pete Dammel regarding Nico Iamaleava. Nico Iamaleava isn't going to get the money that he's asking for. What's expected is he's going to get less than he was making at Tennessee. His market is dropping right now, but there will be somebody who takes Nico. So, yeah, he's going to find a home. He's not going to make as much money as he was making there. And I guess ultimately it backfired, right? Like, if you get less money and you're probably not as good of a situation, Tennessee was in the playoff last
year. Yes, they were.
It's a good program right now.
It's called a no contact. So it seems like he knows where he's going.
Okay.
I think UCLA seems like it might be. He's a Cali kid.
Sure.
UCLA ain't better than damn Tennessee.
UCLA is not better than anybody.
No.
Like, they're one of the worst teams in the Big Ten right now.
So did he get his money? I don't know, because the number hasn't come out, whatever, whatever. But, I mean, this whole transfer, that portal thing, I don't know where, because sometimes
portal's open, by the way. Yes, it's open today.
Because it irritates me in some points. In some points, it doesn't. Like today, I saw there's all these kids in, and then there's freshmen going into the portal, right? They ain't played a college football game yet. They were early enrollees, went through spring practice, and transferred already. And my only question is, what the hell happened? That fast, like, oh, coach said that you're going to play as a freshman, right? And you was running with the second team during spring. Well, can't play, can't. Like, I don't understand it.
I don't either.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
It wasn't a place for me. Then why the hell are you going in the first place?
Yeah, like, what did you, I guess you lived there for a few months, so you got a better idea of what it was than whatever.
I guess.
Like, I don't know. How bad could it have been?
I don't know. I don't understand
I do, and I said this to you off the air. I'll say it again. This is going to screw over places like Washington, where early enrollees start in December. They don't see the sun until spring practice.
Right.
They're going to get out of there. The sun hasn't come up once. It's been raining every day since we've been here. Let me get back down to California or Nevada,
man,
or wherever I'm from. This is nonsense.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. It's insane to transfer before you even
play
or even have the opportunity to not play.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Even if you're running with the second team, in what? Practice?
Yeah.
Well, prove them wrong. You got a whole bunch of more time.
Did coach yell at you?
Wow, you wouldn't want that.
Yeah, I don't. These are all, and sometimes we're talking about being judgmental. Sometimes I think maybe I am being judgmental because if a coach yells at you, do you like shell up? Like, you gonna talk to me like this?
That's what Kirby said. Kirby said a lot of these guys are offended to be coached.
I'm gonna call my mama. You know. Like, I do believe that. I'm going to call, hey, mama.
I do, too.
Coach cussed at me. What'd he say, baby? And then the mama's going, that's, Randy, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't judge people and their mamas. Because I can only go by how I was raised. All right? And my mom's like, boy, go, You know, but now he's like, let me call my mom. Hey, Kirby, yeah, he said that you cussed at him. Is that true? Like, no. Hey, listen here, lady.
He ran the wrong play.
Hey, listen here, lady. Your son ran the wrong damn route, and I told him, okay? Okay.
Couldn't you have told him nicer?
Yeah, or something like that. Get the hell out of here. But Branson Robinson's in the portal.
Yeah, Branson Robinson.
I love it. I mean, we saw the game against TCU.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, damn, we got some.
Yeah,
and then
hurt.
The young man just kept getting hurt and everything. So hopefully he finds him a good situation out there. But, yeah, I mean, there's so many kids going in there. And that's why, the spring – that's why I hate this portal session right here, because this is when I think you soft as hell. And that's just my opinion. I ain't got if you don't like it, whatever. I don't give a damn.
Your basis for that opinion is sound.
Yes. I don't give a damn if you don't like what I said. I think the spring portal is where soft asses go.
I also think it's one of the things that if they could get rid of it would help the most.
Yes.
Like, I think if you got rid of this transfer portal, it would undo a lot of the issues that you're facing this time of year, whether it's spring games or whatever. Just guys sort of trying to hold programs hostage, like we talked about with Nico earlier in the week. Like, I think this is the one that's more problematic than the other one. Now, I think the other one also shouldn't be right in the middle of the college football playoff. Like, what are we doing?
Like, in the middle of the college football playoffs. You got the trans, like, I don't understand that.
It's like if someone designed it to be as bad as it could be, this is how they would have designed it to be.
And it is.
It's as bad as it could be.
It's horrible. That's why I said you got to make this adjustment. But, yeah, this portal that opens today, I think it's a bunch of soft asses in there. That's just my opinion.
I agree with you.
Whatever.
I agree with you. Whatever. And there's 5,000 people in it, so that's 5,000 soft asses.
That's
10,000 soft butt cheeks.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'm trying to get the math right.
Cheeks can be a name.
I knew a cheek.
Mo Cheeks.
Yeah, I knew a cheeks.
Yeah, that's cheeks. What I was after in college.
Yeah, cheeks was
Mo Cheeks.
She was the granddaughter because her grandma worked mama and then her. All right.
Okay.
But like grandmama was early.
What was grandmama's name?
She had if y'all ever been to the old school day shifts here in Atlanta, like over pinups and all that, like that's where the seasons one went. They had old ass names like Pearl and Rose. Coming to the stage, Rose. Something like that. Daisy. Yeah.
Real classy.
Yeah, real nice classy ones. Name. Yeah, yeah. Real classy. These had Pearl, you know, they had regular heels on.
House shoes. Something that doesn't hurt their feet.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Okay, and then mom's name was?
Mom was, you got more than the sapphires.
Okay, other gals
with cheeks.
She was cheek. They were just cutting to the chase.
Yeah, cheeks.
Cut to the chase, man.
Coming up on the stage, we got a veteran of the.
Why
of
do
the
they scene. Call her that? Look at her.
Yeah, we got Rose coming up.
All right. The reason we brought that up, by the way, was a reference to a conversation earlier in the show that did actually take place. So that was a normal place for that conversation to go for people that just joined us recently. We'll get to an AMA coming. That was logical, okay? We'll get to an AMA next, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines. Try not to get in a car accident while you're talking to us. We'll answer all your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. One phone line available if you want to jump on hold and get in here on the AMA, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Mike, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Mike.
So this is an opinionated question. I need you, Randy, most of you, because you got a few older kids, not so much as you, Bump.
Okay.
But people at my job ask me, you know, hey, man, can I borrow $20? Can you cash at me? I don't have anybody to cash up. I don't want to call them broke, but it's just not something that I use. And secondly, opinionated, did social media make these kids soft? I went to the dentist a couple of weeks ago. I had no idea this many teenagers lived in my neighborhood. It blew my mind. They do not come outside.
Yeah.
And it's just odd to me. So I don't know. I just want to hear y'all's opinion on that.
No, they don't.
Well, that's a long one.
Yeah. No, they no.
It's a
they,
long
no, they
answer.
Don't, no, they don't take the ass outside no more. That's 100%. Yeah. I mean, no. They just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, go outside. I mean, and define go outside too. That's another.
Well, I think what he means is go outside like we did when we were kids, or him, or whatever. Go outside and play ball.
Yeah. No, they don't do that.
Ride bikes.
No, they don't do that.
Do that kind of stuff.
No, they go outside and train now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only time when they're out with a specialist trainer or something.
But there's all kinds of stats out there that are pretty easy to find that show that the younger generation of American kid is doing less of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of depending on how you want to look at some of the numbers, like we were talking about this off the air earlier, like alcoholism and alcohol consumption in people 34 and under in the United States has never been lower,
mm-hmm.
which you could just look at on its face and be like, oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But then it's like, well, then why? It's like, well, all right. Part of it is, so there's a lot of different factors. I mean, teen pregnancy is lower than it's ever been before, which good, right? Like that's a good.
It is.
But also like people are having less sex than they've ever had before, which is that good? Mm-hmm. No, probably not.
No.
That was pretty fun, I thought. Still do. There's just a lot less like interpersonal interaction, whatever, like communicating going on amongst young people because of the alternative. Because you could just stay in the house, look at this,
mm-hmm.
you get the sex thing from there, you get whatever other stuff you need from the validation from this app.
Yep.
There's and the addiction to online stuff is higher than it's ever been. Like the two highest rising addictions in the country, and I'm not an expert on this. I'm just obviously repeating what I've heard from experts.
Mm-hmm.
Are addictions to online porn
mm-hmm.
and online gaming, gambling, stuff like that.
Yes.
So this is people not doing anything, which isn't good. it's not good.
See the sun.
It's not good. All right, Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Andy, Randy.
I got a
travel hotel, kind of grind my gears. So I don't know if this is a big deal or no deal for y'all, but I travel for work, and I noticed this on vacation too, that the hotel rooms, either new or renovated, the bathrooms are all marble and the showers are all glass.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like a death trap with these new bathrooms and the remodel. You got to put towels down on the floor. And I don't know if y'all have noticed this, but you got to keep from busting your tailbone in some of these renovated bathrooms these days.
Oh, man.
I don't know if y'all have noticed that or if that's something that, but I notice it because I do travel around to work a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, walking these bathrooms and I'm like tiptoeing, trying to hold on to the wall, make sure I don't bust my tailbone before a conference.
Well, be careful because we don't want anybody slipping in the shower.
No.
No.
Tailbone.
That's a bad
tailbone injury is one of the worst ones you can get.
And it hurts.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
Yes, it hurts really bad.
Yeah. No, I've noticed that though. Like bathrooms at hotels, are, I mean, there's not that you need privacy, really. You're usually there with your family, your wife, whatever. But, like, yeah, you're in there. They're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's glass everything. The thing that I don't like is a lot of hotels now are really skimping on the linens. And those little like, mats you put down, like, what do they call it? Like a bath mat kind of in front of the shower?
Mm-hmm.
They're too small.
Well, I mean,
I put down a full towel.
No.
Because the bath mat's tiny.
But that's usually...
I'm going to slip on
it. But they use... The bath mat is usually like a towel, right? It's a towel.
Not that big, though. It's like the size of a damn washcloth.
Yeah, I don't need all that.
So I'm taking a whole towel, and I'm putting it down there. Because I like to have some nice...
What about the other people that need whole towels?
Well, they usually have a couple other towels, and it's usually only two of us in there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm not going to, like, take a towel away from my wife
that's
to do
what
it.
I'm thinking, that you take a towel away.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's just selfish.
And then a lot of times... The soaps will be little guys.
Yeah,
I like when they have the body washes on the wall.
I don't like the little square ones. Triangles. Yeah, they break after you wash one arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to open a whole package just for that little thing.
Yes.
Just put some body wash on the wall. little conditioner.
Like the shower in Vegas hotel. Nice.
It was great.
Great.
Perfect. It was great.
Perfect.
It was great. But it was a lot of glass, though.
It was.
The other thing they do a lot of these days is like little half walls.
I don't understand the half wall.
Yeah. You got like a little half, and then there's a drain over there. Yeah.
I don't understand the half wall and the two doors to the bathroom. Like, you got one to go into the bathroom, then there's one for the toilet. But it's all connected to the shower. So if you're using the bathroom and you want a shower, we're still looking at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Paul's in Tucker. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. Just to see if y'all would pick, which one would y'all pick? 18 holes at the Masters with your best friend or a 3-day golf trip to Myrtle Beach, all inclusive? Which one would y'all pick?
I'm going 18 holes at Augusta.
I'm going 18 holes at Augusta.
Who's your best friend is the hard part.
I've been to Myrtle Beach.
You know? Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, I've been to Myrtle
Beach. We're
good. Yeah, I'm straight on that. yeah, straight on that.
But that's like, so if this maybe be easier for you than me, but if I had 18 holes at Augusta and I got to take one person with me, I couldn't tell anyone about it.
No.
Because who's the one person
exactly,
you take?
Exactly.
There's a lot of people that would think that they'd be the one person.
I got three now. I can't take four of them, so I can't say my son.
Yeah, my kids luckily aren't old enough yet to be the pick. My wife doesn't golf. My dad would like to go, but he doesn't really golf that much, so I don't think he'd be offended if I didn't take him.
I don't golf enough, but I go. Like I said, I've been to Myrtle Beach.
Right. Like, that's why I'm saying like it'd be a little easier. I don't think anybody would be all that, you know. Like, there's so many guys I owe a lot to. Friend, you know, whatever. Like, I want to give them that.
Yeah.
But you can only pick one? Yeah. I guess I'd have to take my brother.
I'd go on myself.
I guess I'd have to take
my brother. And would the 3-day all-inclusive trip be, like, four people?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach is a tough sell. What if it was like Pebble Beach?
That's why I keep saying that. I've been to Myrtle Beach.
Everyone. But still, Pebble Beach would be
Pebble
different.
Beach an all-inclusive trip would still be pretty awesome. But
we've been to Myrtle Beach.
But like that, I can afford a weekend at Myrtle Beach. You know what I mean?
For anybody who says, Randy, what's wrong with Myrtle Beach? You know what the hell wrong with Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach is fine.
No,
but like,
it's awful.
I feel like if I've been there,
it's freaking awful.
It's not that great. It's you know what I mean? Yeah. I want to go to a place that I can't afford.
Myrtle Beach and PCB are neck and neck. It's awful.
Yeah, man.
No, okay, really. Get mad all you want to.
First time I went to PCB, we saw a dead body
on
the side of the road driving in.
Yeah, they both horrible.
And then there was a guy getting arrested in the driveway of our condo. Welcome to Panama City.
Yeah,
whatever. Alex is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing, Andy and Randy? How you doing?
Pretty good.
I just got a quick question for y'all, man. Is it more like important in sports now? It used to be when you won championships, you know, that validated you to, you know, get the money in sports and your bonuses and all of that. But now it's like you get these guys with these $100 million contracts in the NBA and the NFL. It's kind of like, or they get MVPs. It's like that's more like value more in sports than the actual championships, in my opinion, because it's like it's less motivation to really get the job done. Like you see with a Kevin Durant and the Suns, or if you see like a James Harden in the past, or Cam Newton, or like, you know, Aaron Rodgers, these different athletes that are the pinnacle at their sports. Mm-hmm. But it's like certain athletes that really know being a legend is getting that championship and the validation that comes with being a champion. Is it more value to be a champion or get the $100 million contract and get the MVPs? Because it seems like when you
okay.
go in
these got great- it. Thank you, Alex. All right. I get the question. Thank you.
It's more valued.
I think it depends on who you're asking.
If you're asking me, give me the $100 million.
Okay.
All right. And the reason I say that is because we live in a we live in a society where people look at these dorks on TV and value their opinion over everything. And the way they sell it now, it is if you don't have a championship, then you weren't a good player.
Right, which is
nonsense.
And they
sell it, which is nonsense. But I'll take $100 million over a damn Super Bowl any day.
Yeah, if it's me choosing, certainly.
Anybody who tells you that is freaking lying.
But if I'm a sports radio host analyzing someone's greatness, the first thing I do is not going to be count how much money they made.
No.
The first thing I do also probably isn't going to be count how many championships they had. The first thing I'm going to do is just like,
how good were they?
Remember how I felt about watching them and what it seemed like versus their peers, right? Yeah. Like, To me, neither one of those things are the barometer ultimately for greatness and
I agree
all of that.
I agree.
At the end of the day, like, once you elevate yourself to a certain level of greatness, and there's only so few that do, then championships start becoming the differentiator.
Yeah.
Like, and not even, it doesn't have to have seven or four or something
like
that.
I don't view it like that.
Yeah, but like.
Because the great players usually do have championships.
They usually do.
But
and then we have the conversation of who's the best guy without a championship and stuff like that.
I don't go all that goat and all that crap. You know me. Whenever somebody asks, I say, refer to Andy on that one. I don't give a damn about that. But if you're telling me winning a championship, and it is the most important thing that an athlete wants to do.
Right.
But
everyone's trying to do it.
Everybody wants to do that. But you know what else everybody wants to do? Get paid.
Right. But everyone's getting paid.
Yes.
And not everyone's winning championships.
Yep. I wish people would stop lying about that one phrase that athletes do it all the time. I'll do this for free. No, you won't.
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 And
no, the hell you won't.
I mean, I think part of the question I think that he's getting at there, that Alex is getting at, is like, I mean, the money is just different than it's ever been.
Yes.
Like, guys have always made a lot of money.
Yes.
Which is great. But now, the finances of sports are in a place that they've never been before. And it's only going up, it seems. Like, we're talking about guys that, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you would have viewed as, yeah, he's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to retire with a $300 million bank account,
but now,
which is great.
But now it's a difference.
He was born at the right time.
It's a difference when people say this all the time. And I do believe that, like, I love sports. I love football. More people love nowadays what football does for them instead of loving the game. I'm not
right.
like that. But what I'm telling you is right. I still would take the money.
I think there's probably more guys right now, too, in every league. I think it's hard to be like that in football because you get your head knocked off.
Yes.
But, like, there's a lot of guys in the NBA right now that get that max contract, and then it's like, all right. Like, I mean, Bradley Beal is getting paid $50 million a year to chill.
Yep.
Like, good for him. Like, I don't begrudge him. It's not my money.
Hell no.
But, like, we're never going to sit here and have a conversation about who, like, Bradley Beal's greatness. You know what I mean?
But he was good.
Yeah, he was really good.
Really
he
good
was
player.
Really, really, really
and
good.
He was really good.
But, like, he's a guy that, you know, if we weren't covering the era that he played in, if Bradley Beal's talent had played in the 70s or 80s, we would never bring him up.
No.
He's, like, a really good player who existed. Now he's a really good player who's going to retire with, like, $400 million, which is great. Hopefully he does a lot of good stuff with it.
I just don't get caught up in that part of it because if you were great, sometimes your game just falls off. But somebody had to give you that money. It ain't his fault. When I was going to say no, you know what? I think my game probably going to fall off. You know what? I've been injured a lot. I don't think y'all should pay me this. Man, please.
No, he played it
perfectly.
The Washington Wizards couldn't wait to give a guy who couldn't stay healthy a max contract. Yeah. And Bradley was like, great. And then they were like, do you want us to trade you? And he's like, mm-mm. Actually prefer this. This is way better.
I'm going
to
sit here and
chill. I don't have to play ever, and we don't ever win. This is great. And you guys are still going to pay me anyway?
Yes.
Awesome. And again, that's the dream, isn't it? Like, we hold athletes to a different standard, obviously, because the standard is competition and championships and all that kind of stuff. But, like, if you had a buddy who was getting paid $50 million and, like, he got to choose whether he wanted to, like, try hard or chill, and he got to chill.
Right.
Like, that guy's got it made.
Yeah.
But then with athletes, it's like, that guy's soft. It's like, I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe he figured it out.
But yeah. But I just think it's just a different – the question to me is just, like, I would take $100 million over winning the championship. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I would.
Sure.
Yeah.
Me too.
I would. I'm sorry. And there's not – and if you don't have $100 million, like, say for LeBron, I'd have $100 million.
LeBron's got $1 billion.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
and
I would take $100 million before I win a championship. Yeah.
Now you'd get a championship and like $35 million.
Okay.
Which one?
$35 million.
Oh, well, yeah, because you're not going to win a championship for free.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
nobody wins the championship and is broke.
No, I understand that part, but I'm good. I love it. But you know what he say? What Tommy said on Bella, Shorty can't eat no books.
Right.
You're short, can't eat no rings.
Can't eat a championship
ring. Yeah, you can't eat no rings.
But $100 million, it's going to go a long ways.
Yeah.
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Jack be looking like a snack at school.
That's what they call him.
Yeah.
Jack the Snack. I take it as a compliment. This was early in the show, but it rings true forever. Sometimes size matters.
Yes.
Oh, geez, where do we start? So the Hawks need more guys that are bigger down low.
There's 5,000 soft asses in the portal right now. Until the worm turns, there is going to be a lot of pressure. Baseball reference. And you should have seen Randy's ass this morning trying to slide that thing out for the dog.
Have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.